Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and friends Dane Swan, Samantha Richards in the same room. G'day.
Hello, mate.
Hey.
Hey now.
Where do we start? I think we should start where other people don't start.
Okay. Well, that's very us, isn't it?
It is very us.
Where is that?
Fuck the fire.
From physics.org. Mammals can breathe through anus in emergencies.
What the fuck? You didn't have... I've not seen this.
Rodents and pigs share with certain aquatic organisms the ability...
Sorry, auger what?
Organisms. Organisms. Oh, the ability to use their intestines for respiration, finds a study published 14th of May in the journal Med. The researchers demonstrated that the delivery of oxygen gas or oxidated liquid through the rectum provided vital rescue to two mammalian... What's that word? Models of a respiratory failure.
Is this real?
It's real. That is a proven state. That would be handy at quarter time when Mick Modas is giving you a spray, Dave.
Well, the problem is it tightens up, so you wouldn't be able to get a good breath because it starts to, you know, really tighten up and quiver. So you'd be doing some short, sharp breaths. There wouldn't be any big long ones. But thanks for that start while Sam's eating toast.
There was a very good racehorse in the late 80s, early 90s called Fox Hill. And he always had to be ridden out the back because if he was pushed forward, the jockeys could hear him breathing up his backside.
Isn't that called
you could
farting?
Do that?
Yeah.
That's is that called incredible. Farting?
Well, not if it's going the other way.
Yeah. It's going in.
It's inverse.
That's disgusting.
Nice. Enjoying your toast.
Yeah. A bit of Vegemite's probably the colour that was on the rim.
Can you have you got boomgate phobia?
Did he tell you?
No, I was watching you.
I panicked.
You were so close because we're here.
Ralph, I don't do anything naughty at all.
She's going to get in trouble.
I don't break rules.
There's cameras out the front.
I live by rules. I like to do the right thing. I'm a goody two-shoes. And this morning I had to follow Dane in through a boom gate and it was the most exhilarating start to my morning that I've had in a long time.
So Dane had my card and then I was watching you because I said park out the
nervous.
Back. And you were just too close to him. I said, the gate will stay up for a while. It was like you.
I think she started breathing out of her anus.
I was worried you were going.
Yeah.
I was so scared. I don't do naughty things, Ralph. Yes. I've got boomgate phobia.
Right.
I've got tailgating phobia. Or breaking the rules phobia.
Used to do it at the airport when we used to play footy.
Oh, no.
Like 100 or allegedly about 100 times every time I played in the state. But then they, really? Yeah.
Do they not reimburse you for your parking?
Well, I didn't pay for it, so I didn't have to be reimbursed. But there was a line of about 15 players all just going out after each other. I only got stung once. Someone, I followed a random person out.
And, Collingwood?
No, a random person. And they stopped and they must have, fucking assholes, they rang and dobbed on me. And the airport, I was there for like, 3 days or something like that, 4 days. I don't think I'd played footy this time. I think I'd just been away.
Talking to people?
Yeah, this is a pleasure holiday. And like my thing was about 180, but I only came in with $100 ticket, so I was in front anyway. So, but now I don't think now you can't because you can't pay cash. I think it's like
it's digitally beforehand.
Hit your card, yeah. So that's why I don't park at the airport anymore.
Speaking of which, now if 2021 can't get any weirder. You posted something about the airport recently, which was...
I don't know, you're going to have to refresh my memory.
What did you notice that they sell?
Oh, luggage. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, give me, expand on this point, please.
Well, I'm just confused as to why, like, there's luggage stores at the airport. It's not like I've ever seen anyone walk in with fucking all their clothes and toiletries and that in their arms and go, oh, fuck, I forgot to pack my suitcase. Like, does that ever happen? Have like, people are trudging their undies and, like, clothes in their hands and go, oh, fuck, I knew I forgot something, my suitcase. Oh, good goodness, there's a suitcase store right there. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand the business.
Can I ask, have you seen said luggage stores on the other side of customs or this side? Because this side I can understand because there's been many a time. Well, particularly going through Europe where you buy souvenirs or you've got bottles of alcohol left over, you've got lots of clothes and you're over your weight limit and you have to buy another bag to fit all your shit in.
So so that's my point. So people, when they're packing at the hotel, go, oh, well, what, I'll just carry this.
No, it fits in your suitcase, but it's overweight when you get to the belt. But on the other side, I completely agree. I don't understand who's walking through and just wants
I don't think you should allow for people who aren't very bright and realise that they're lugging around a 400-kilo suitcase.
Have you never gone overweight, Dane?
No. Personally, a couple of times, but not with my suitcase, no.
Wow, that's a skill, I think.
Do you know who alerted me to that tweet of yours?
Well, when you're up the front, it's very hard. You get a lot more weight.
My wife alerted me to that.
What'd she think?
Well, that's my point. In 2019, she wasn't that amused by the stuff we were doing. So, wow, things have changed.
Well, I was just legitimately curious as to, and it can't be that big a business. There can't be that many morons out there that forget to pack suitcases or, the world keeps surprising me. So maybe I'm wrong. For once.
Now, have you had a pack diary? Because I'm getting a lot of messages. We're going to get to them. We've got a full board of messages that we want to really get to now that we're
on the studio. I've had a bit on.
But, yeah, every second one, Dane was talking here, Dane was talking there. You must be out and about a bit.
Oh, well, obviously I had Mother's Day in that last week and I copped 4 days in a row. It was like the 12 days of Christmas. What? Because.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Sunday was Mother's Day.
Yep.
And Taylor's American. So Monday was Sunday in America, so apparently I had American Mother's Day to deal with. And then Taylor's birthday was Tuesday. And then Taylor's American birthday was Wednesday.
Festival of Taylor.
It was Festivus. So
that's so smart by her. Was it 4 days of celebration? Did you step up to the mark, Dane?
We went down to Dalesford. That's about it.
Any gifts?
Yeah, I'm broke. Yep.
Did you try that? Because this is your first year as a father.
Yeah, no, I did. I said this is your last present for the next 10 years.
As mother?
Yeah, well, because there's a push present, which I still have absolutely no idea. I thought the present.
Let's talk about push presents.
Yeah, the thing you fucking push out is the present.
Stephen says he needs a put present for putting up with me.
Yeah, well, putting it in. Yes. So, exactly. So, I argue this is a push present. I was like, well, the fucking thing you push out's a reasonably big present.
But
so,
you get to enjoy that present too. There should be something like.
Hey, excuse me? I get. Well, when I start doing it, I'll let you know.
But I thought, and Ralph, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought that originally the tradition was engagement ring, wedding ring, eternity ring on the birth of your first child. But if you're not married, you get a push present. Is that right?
Oh, man, I've got no idea. But it cost me. But yeah, but I'm broke. But
what are you going to get her for a push present? This is so exciting.
No, I did. I went to, got her an Apple Watch. Then I went to Cartier and spent my life savings in there.
Great. Well done.
A book, some other shit. And then I think my most treasured present was I bought her a box of condoms. It's just a subtle reminder
that I'm not going again.
That I'm very happy with Tate. So, bought her them. Then we went to Dalesford and bought her went to the Hepburn Springs and all that kind of Hepburn Springs. Yeah, so that was fun. Four nights. I had to come back, so I was playing footy the Saturday, so I had to come back for training. I had a funeral actually. That's what I had. I had a funeral as well, and then had to come back for training. So 4 nights was nice enough. It was freaking cold down there, I'll tell you.
Did you get the facial?
Pardon?
Did you?
I won't be talking about what we're doing in the bedroom. Ralph. Come on, mate. I don't ask what you and I don't ask who gets the facials out of you and Sue.
It's really good for your skin, apparently.
Yeah, it's beautiful. No, no, I didn't.
So what, Todd Carty style?
Yeah, the bubbler. We no, we went to, we did a mineral spring bath or something like that in the Hepburn. It was nice. It was nice and relaxing. It was nice to get away, obviously, with the child. We're going to fly somewhere, but it's like just because I had to play footy the next week. It was just a fucking pain in the ass going somewhere for 4 days. So yep. we've got a holiday. We're looking at the end of June, so I'm up there giving back in the last weekend in June. So we might fly Tyler up on the Monday with a mate and his missus and their newborn and spend a week or so up there. But
and how did the joke go? Because it's always very, very amusing, that first joke of, but you're not my mother, I don't need to give you a Mother's Day present.
Yeah. I know.
What do you mean?
Because she's not my mother.
Yeah, I know, but until Tate's able to take himself to the shop with some pocket money, it's your responsibility.
You'd want to be going next year. So you won't be getting anything. But the other thing was, I've missed Father's Day, so I was like, I'll just load up this way and then I'm expecting all kinds of things.
The Festival of Day.
Oh, don't worry about that. Mm. All kinds of things for Father's Day next year, but unless she deserved it, she doesn't really get much off me, so it was nice to to spoil her for 4 days. But I'm not great at buying presents and stuff.
How are you developing as a father as you pick up different skills? We haven't had an update for a few weeks.
Great
question.
Yeah.
I'm going okay. My domestic skills are probably lacking, apparently. Well, I didn't know. Well, and then you
apparently have you had some feedback?
Well, I got, so obviously you have to, being the man of the house. Well, some would, I'll probably still argue Taylor's probably still the man of the house and the woman of the house, but or my dad is probably the man of the house when shit needs to be done because I can't do any of it. But I was like, you know what, I'll start taking on some more responsibility, do a bit more washing and cooking, blah blah blah. Now I washed the towels. Now, for the life of me, yeah, but
it makes me nervous.
Well, I did it, and then I got yelled at because you can't wash different coloured towels together.
So correct.
So they're fucking towels.
Why can't you do it, Dane?
So do you walk up? Do you go up, walk up the Chapel Street with a fucking white towel that's now grey up the street, or like no, they're towels. They literally don't do anything but sit on a hook in your shower and then dry you, then go back in the shower.
But so Taylor's clearly got standards. What if the tradesman that did that 30-minute?
She's with me, so the standards are very, very small.
But he would have used the bathroom, and she would want towels to look crisp and clean.
But they're tucked away in a drawer. I don't understand. They're towels.
But who gives a
fuck what colour they are? Well, I was like, why are you yelling at me? So they're towels. This is not your dress that you're wearing your next, you know, black tie event. It's a fucking towel. You don't walk up a Chapel Street and you literally get changed and put clothes on to go outside.
But also the can't fluff, believe, like, you don't wash towels with clothes, do you? You know that, right?
Yes, I know that. Yes, I'm not an idiot.
Just had to check.
Yes.
Because you get cross-pollination of fluff. If you've got a black towel and now it's got baby blue fluff all over, it's just fucking no.
Oh well, I'll say I don't care. I'm like, it's a towel. I honestly could not give a hoot what fucking colour it is. Pink, purple, green, multicolored rainbow. It's a towel. It serves a purpose to dry you. Mm. It's not fashionable to have a nice coloured towel.
You have display towels at your house. I have display
towels.
That's
what I was referring to. Like if you've got display towels.
What the fuck's a display towel?
Well, the towels, they're just there really for the guests that come over and use the guest bathroom. You don't shower with them or use them. They're just there and...
Have you had anyone use the guest bathroom lately?
not an unwanted guest, no. I had a couple of friends stay. I've told some mates stayed over the other night. But no, a guest towel or a show towel, what do you call it?
Display towels.
Display towel, it's ridiculous. I don't live in a display home, Sam. No. The TV works, you know, the kitchen's on.
Have you got more than one bathroom?
Three.
Yeah, so there'd be one bathroom that you don't typically use, right?
If I'm downstairs and I'm walking out and need to piss on the way out, I'll go downstairs.
Okay. So So you use all of them?
Well, I don't discriminate.
See, I save on cleaning time, but we just don't use one of the bathrooms. It's for the guests. So if we don't have guests over, you don't have to go in there.
Yeah, well, I like to spread the love.
Do you do the cleaning, though?
No.
This is probably why you don't consider the cleaning time.
Well, no, sometimes I do. Like I clean up after myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't go, honey, I'm just going to, you right there with Tate, I'm just going to give the bathroom a bleach and a scrub.
No, we have a cleaner that does that, okay. But it's his job.
Three bathrooms for three people now. It's sort of.
Yeah.
Was that planned or?
No. It wasn't.
The other thing that's happening at the moment, Dave, which is I thought you'd go down this path, is that you haven't played footy for a while and now you're back playing local footy. And sometimes you get into old habits and you mix your dirty footy training gear with the other gear. So have we had any incidents along those lines yet or have you been good?
No, well, the second time I played for St Kilda City, I actually left all my shit at home. So I was just, like playing AFL, you don't take anything. Like your boots, your boots get taken for you, your socks, you know, everything gets laid out. You've just got your jocks and Beams used to take his own toilet paper because he didn't like the toilet paper at the MCG.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that an exclusive?
No,
I think it is.
Yeah, he's talked about it.
Okay.
Like, maybe not on, but he's talked about it at like functions and he doesn't hide the fact that he had a sensitive anus, I guess. And he likes some 3-ply instead of, you know, 1-ply. The real basic shit you get at footy club. So, yeah, so I forgot
that
it.
That didn't cross your mind? Did Dane become an influencer?
Yeah.
To you, this Dane?
Well, the tall situation's not great at the peanut farm, but but it is what it is. So, yeah, I forgot. I got halfway to the game and I was like, fuck. I forgot all my stuff here. Like, I've had to take me, like, jumper. Everybody. Yeah, like ever. So, even... my boots was quite weird, but I'm slowly. I played on the weekend. I'm slowly getting in the habit of taking the stuff that I need. Oh, it's weird. I don't know how people do it. Take their own stuff to footy.
Have you forgotten anything when taking Tate anywhere yet? Like this is what.
No, I'm not silly enough to take him out on my own yet.
You haven't got anywhere by yourself.
No, weird. No way. I've been left on. I've had to like nip him up or come and grab him from when Taylor's getting her nails or. Hair done and he's been carrying on. I've had to go up and bring him home. But no,
you haven't ventured out yet.
Not stupid enough to do that yet.
Goodness me.
You've given me a flashback.
That'll be a day.
Very early days when I was in the media. I won't say the guy's name, but he was later your president, right?
Yeah.
You know when he'd get on a roll?
Mark Corder.
You know when Ed would get on a roll when he's trying to explain something and I can't honestly remember what the situation was, but I was relying on a footballer to do something.
Yeah.
And what? He said, yeah. It was.
That's your first mistake.
Well, here he goes. And then he was straight off the side screen.
Yeah.
Let me give you an early tip. Don't rely on footballers to do everything. This is what they do. They turn up to training. They get given their jumper. They get given their shorts. They get given their socks. They get given a stick of gum. They get told what to train. They get told.
Exactly.
5 minutes later, you were still going with a list of everything that get given for footballers.
No, they do. We do. Well, not that I am one anymore, but well, certainly don't get given anywhere near the stuff that I got when I was playing at Collingwood. So I played Saturday and obviously, okay, if you can't remember Saturday, I certainly can because I played in it. Remember that? It was hailing like in the morning.
Oh, yeah, it was horrendous.
It woke me up about, I don't know, what, 6 a.m. or something like that. I was like, holy shit. I couldn't even see it, but you could hear it. And I was like, if this is continuing at 12:30 when I'm going to the game, I will not be playing. I said, I'm not doing this. I said, fucking hell. Which I'll come back around to in a minute. I actually don't get paid to play at St Kilda City. Like, it's... a love job.
Do you ever stop giving?
Oh, mate, man.
You know what? Because you know, the unfortunate thing about me is that I'm probably a bit too selfless. So
oh, some would say.
So when I was deciding, you know, I wanted to play. I was allowed to play local footy again. The only reason why I'm probably not playing at my junior club Westie is because I had to start thinking about myself for once, and there was also going to be it for nothing. But driving from Paranda. West Meadows on like 5 o'clock.
It takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, it's an hour and it's like
traffic.
Driving. Yeah, it's just, I was like, you know what? I'm going to think about Dane for once.
Mm.
You know what? How's about we just think about myself for once?
Just
and
one time.
So yeah, so
did
obviously.
Did it feel good to finally think about
it
yourself?
It did, it did. Yeah. You know what? So it was nice, it was nice. So obviously, Sango City is like 7 minutes from my house and like just a lot easier. So, and I'm, you know, it's a freebie, so I do get to pick and choose a bit. So I was like, you know what? I'm under no pressure to be playing today. So
Bart Cummings once had a saying, never let someone work for you for nothing because you can't sack them.
Yeah, well, he was very, very, very clever. Yes, exactly.
That's very true.
So I get there, and obviously the day actually was actually quite a nice day. It was a bit cold, but once you're playing footy, obviously you warm up and it's fine. So we start playing, and I pick it up and give a handball on a bloke. I can just goes on with the, and just drives me into the ground, which is fine. And I get up, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Man, it was bizarre. It was the strangest thing I've ever had. I was like, mate, what is going on here? And I went to one of the boys and said, mate, what the fuck is on me? Oh, well, what is this weird shit? He was like, mate, that's mud. And I was like, what the fuck is mud?
Did you go off for a shower?
I was like, get this stuff off me. I was like, what is this? He's like, mate, that's mud. It's what happens when like rain hits like local footy grounds. I was like, mate, this is the strangest thing I've ever felt. I said, mate, this doesn't happen at the MCG or Marvel. It's disgraceful. So get this shit off me. So I ran straight to the bench, had a shower and wiped it off and come back on. I couldn't believe it. This thing called mud out there.
Oh, did wrong. You tell them you can't play under those conditions?
So, man, I said, that won't be happening again. But so I ended up playing it half back because I haven't been pain-free since I played that first game in Tassie. Like, my fucking body still might just one spot, just like my adductor groin. I don't know whether it's like a tendon issue, but it's not well. So
I don't know if physio's down the club that you can just roll in on a Monday and
Sam. Come on.
Good question.
Yeah. No physios. No, they certainly don't.
What's the one thing since leaving the footy club? So like I grew up on a farm, right? So I never paid for eggs, for example. We had chooks that laid eggs, we ate eggs fresh. So then when I moved out of home and had to buy eggs, I was like, fucking hell, eggs are expensive. What was the one thing after leaving the footy club that you had to start paying for that you were like, fucking hell?
Oh, fuck, where do you want to start? Everything. Like training clothes, footy boots.
You didn't pay for training clothes?
No. Well, Colin would give it to you. And then obviously.
Okay. You didn't pay for your uniform like at school or anything? No.
Sam, get out.
Just
get out.
What about like Powerades and stuff?
Because you don't pay for anything. Like, and then obviously I would have been wearing a boot brand, so I would have been wearing like I finished with Dior, so I was getting all free merch from them. Right. So you're actually getting paid to wear stuff, not having to pay to wear stuff.
Right. So you're not paying for the item, and you're getting paid to wear it.
Yes,
and you're getting a salary,
and you're getting their free, and you're getting free merch. So you're not paying for any of that. Lunch every day. Obviously,
you get fed there?
Sam, what planet do you live on?
Fuck, your first year out would have been an expensive learning curve for you.
Exactly. So we went there. So you're there, then you don't have to pay for a gym membership and stuff like that because you work out at a footy club. Everything. Free physio, free medical advice, free drugs.
Free drugs.
No, well, free like, you know, if you got a cold or free flu jabs or, you know,
free flu jabs as well.
I'm sure they get probably COVID and probably they'll probably get a free.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, for free everything. Like everything. You don't pay for anything when you're playing footy. Free drinks at nightclubs.
I worked with
Dermot. Is that why you bought the Albion afterwards? Yes. Because you're like, fuck, I'm not going to get free shit
anymore. Yeah, absolutely.
The thing that struck me when I first worked with Derm was it was his first year out of the game and he said, I actually had to get private health insurance for the first time in my life.
So I've got to pay that, private health insurance.
Don't pay your private health before that.
Well, yeah, they have to. So if you get surgery now, then that doesn't come out of you. You pay that gets all paid for by the footy clubs. Dental work, everything.
Dental work? I'm going to become a football player when I grow up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's a fair bit out.
When someone's on $200,000 a year, they're probably on $350,000 a year.
We don't need everyone else to know because we don't want people
sucking up. But you're out of it now, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, fucking assholes. but mind you, they listen, the past players, you get a little bit still with them. You certainly have to pay your health insurance and that, but they give you some sort of medical stuff and stuff like that. But anyway, listen, I had enough of it, so you know, I can't complain. I have my fill up over my time. So, yeah, so I went out. I'm still injury. I'm still a bit sore, so I went out there.
How useful are you out there at the moment?
Oh, man, I'm getting slowly better every week. I don't know whether it's a tendon problem in my groin or my duct. I don't know what it is, but it just keeps nagging at me. I'm probably about 60-70%. I can move, but I just feel like it's going to go, so I have to stay within myself. Yeah. So I was like to the coach, I said, mate, you got to the only place I think I can be of any value is at halfback because I don't have to run.
You can read the play.
Yeah. So like up defensive forward, pressure. You kind of have to sprint to get away from your man, or, you know, midfield, you have to sort of cut and I just don't have that at the moment. I might not have that ever again, which is fine. But I was like, just move me to halfback and then I don't have to move. I can just read the play in that. And obviously, it was my best game for the year. I went okay. They give me best on them, whether that was or not. But, I don't think it was, but I was just probably better than what I had been.
Yeah, don't rush through that. What do you get for best on ground?
Yeah, come on.
I'm still waiting.
you don't get a TV or
a voucher. I might go knock one off for me, but no. But it's just the pride of knowing that you contributed to your team's win.
And so you weren't necessarily known during your career for defensive pressure.
No, not at all. And if you had seen me on the weekend, I still wouldn't have been known for my defensive pressure.
Well, that was going to be my question. Now that you're playing in a new club and, you know, you've got all this pride to contributing and you're taking on a new role, is it something that you're developing? You're going down to training and
I'm not going this week because I'm giving a little bit back this Saturday, so I'm not...
Talking elsewhere?
Yeah, playing elsewhere, so I'm not down this week. And they trained last night, I can't train 4 days after a game at the moment either. But
you can't train 4 days after a game?
Okay. Well, my body feel good. It's just that one...
Do you think you could slip in, like if you just went down to the Holden Centre and went and was there and just kind of like laid on the bed and was like, hey, mate, just got a bit of a niggle in the groin. Do you reckon that
Yeah,
would
I was
notice,
going to.
Or?
Yeah, no, I'd be allowed. I was going to ring, but I'm actually getting better. I was going to ring Lockie, the club physio, but... One, I'm extremely lazy and I can't be fucked. So I'll just keep dealing with the pain that I've got. And two, I just don't want to put anyone out because I'm selfless. So, but anyway, before we finish footy, so I went okay. And apparently after the game, we played Bentley and got a phone call from the president Sunday or Monday. Apparently Bentley called, now this could be wrong, because it could have been someone else, rang the league and wanted to investigate if I was getting paid or anything because – I must have went okay, and we only won by 4 points. And
you were the difference.
Well,
Dane, the difference.
Dane's defensive maybe. Pressure was the difference.
But what I say to Bentley is, if you stop fucking kicking it to me, I wouldn't have done what I done. They just kept kicking the ball to me all the time. Not my fault. Maybe they're all Collingwood supporters. They just wanted to kick me the ball. But yeah, it's like the only club that I'm playing for free at is that one. So they can investigate it all they want, but. I wish I was getting paid. It'd be nice. But, so if Bentley's listening, stop kicking the ball to me and I wouldn't have done a thing. But
I can't believe you got best on because you have been known to say that defensive pressure doesn't win you Brownlow votes.
And trust me. I certainly wouldn't have gotten any on the weekend. Playing halfback, you don't play on anyone anyway. There's not a half. I just stood there and he just ran up the ground. I was like, oh, Sandy, and they just kept kicking it to me. Not my fault.
Luke Hodge, which was fantastic towards the end at Hawthorn, they mic'd him up a couple of times in the halfback role when he was telling players where to be and all that. Were you that type of sort of guy to be able to tell your team?
Yeah, I was a great delegator on the weekend. as soon as my man looked like getting it, I'd be like, yep, you over there, and I just stand back where I think the ball was going to kick to, and more often than they kicked to me, but. Great finger pointer, I think. If 3 votes for finger pointing, I think that was me.
It was very hard to back up best on ground at Glen Huntly because in the first and the seconds, you got what they call cock of the walk. I don't know why they call it cock of the walk. But
Cock of the walk,
okay. Which included a beer mug that you could unlimited top-ups both Saturday and Thursday night training.
Perfect.
So it's very hard after you had to like 16 pots on a Thursday night to back up your performance for the week before. So it was a good way of rotating.
The unfortunate thing about me, because I'm a pee plater, like I'm actually giving back to the people every Saturday night till like mid-July, like I can't actually sit around and enjoy the fruits of my labour because I have to be 0-0. So,
that changes in July, does it?
No, that's probably the first loss. No, I got another 18 months or something to go. But I mean, like, because I'm busy on Saturday night, so I can't actually hang around and have a beer because I have to drive somewhere.
Giving back.
Well, yeah, June 19, I think, it's their 75-year ball. So I cleared the decks that night, so we'll have a few that night.
I don't know if we'll have a podcast the following week.
So, Sam, you've just disrobed. You definitely haven't got the six-pack anymore.
No.
But we heard the start spew bags everywhere. How are you coping at the moment? What are you, halfway?
I'm over halfway,
yeah. Over halfway.
25 weeks, but I'm measuring at 26, which means I've got a big baby, which I'm not pleased about because I've got to push this fucking thing out on the other end of it. And apparently she, don't know what it is very healthy. I'm just not healthy. But they're parasites, aren't they, really? Just sucking me for all I'm worth, yes.
Wait till private school fees come along. That's all I can say.
Oh, don't you like the crust?
Yeah, I do, but they make a bit more noise, and I'm trying to be quiet, Dane.
For people at home, Sam's eaten two bits of toast and left all the crust.
Yeah, it's very noisy.
It's a travesty.
It is.
They look like real nice bits of toast, too.
They are really good. I did offer.
You're going to fuck them up, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I haven't got any breakfast left in me. I start most of my days with a nice spew. And usually, when you get to my stage, I guess if you're a professional drinker and professional having a hangover, you kind of probably wouldn't even think this far ahead. But because I've been spewing nearly for 25 weeks now, I think about what I eat. I know that I'm not going to spew now for another few hours, but this morning I knew I was. So you always eat smooth food, so it's smoothies, porridges, because they just smooth on the way up.
I think
so it's a calm, easy process to vomit it up, and then Ralph brings me toast, and we restart the day.
Don't swallow a whole pineapple then.
No, oh God, no. This would hurt on the way up.
I think that we've worked out why they call them push presents. Going through all that. Yeah. So it's really anyway, fun. You've turned for home.
I have.
No, the halfway point, sorry.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, turn for home would be the quarter way. What do you call it? Trimester, don't you?
Trimester, yeah. I'm still in the second technically, but did you know there's a fourth trimester, Dane?
Yeah, we just finished it.
Oh, yeah. So, congratulations.
No, yeah, don't try and trick me with shit like that. the only reason why, because Tal actually mentioned it like last week, she goes, we just finished fourth trimester. I was like, beauty. Does that mean I can stop now or?
No.
No.
Your work begins now.
I know that. The more that already gets, the more my work begins.
Absolutely.
All right, our messages from Thomas Ryan. Which football boots are the best?
Well, no one's paying me at the moment, so I refuse to. But I tell you, Adidas were. When I won the Brownlow, I was in Adidas, so I thanked them, obviously, my speech and stuff. And I think I was on. Fucking not much. I was maybe I can't remember, like maybe 40 or something, 30 or 40 grand or something like that to wear their boots. Maybe less, maybe more, but it wasn't life changing.
Yep.
So obviously, thank you for my speech and that. So I was told to. So I've cut 2011. I've come off winning the Brownlow, and we're like, okay. First of all, I asked some new pair of boots. They sent them to me. They sent two different sizes, and one had a 26 on the back. Yeah, so they must have just pulled one. Oh, fuck knows how that happened. So and then I was like, righto. So Liam obviously didn't do his job. My manager, I was like, mate. What are you go? Obviously, I've won the Brownlow. I'm, you know, technically the best player in the game. I think I should probably get a raise. They offered me half what I was on. Couldn't believe it.
And were you still with them?
Fucking hate it. I said, I'd rather wear thongs. Said the disrespect. Well, I've just, how you know, I've had a decent won the flag the year before, won the Brownlow, and they've offered me half what I was on. So I'll never wear Adidas again. And then I wore Diodora, and the thing about Diodora, I could actually wear them without having to wear them in. Like Adidas, I actually had to train them for like 20 minutes and I have to take them off because they were tight and they had to expand a bit. Diodora, I could actually wear them straight away. And obviously they're not a Nike or Puma, they're not as sexy as them, but I found them the most comfortable to play in. But now I play in ASICs just because I figured everyone wears them because they're meant to be the best for your feet. My feet are fucked. So,
have you got screw-ins, by the way? Given the muddy grounds that you now play on?
No, I've got the same pair. Mate, footy boots are expensive. They're like $300. No wonder they fell over. I went into Rebel Sport like last year or whatever. I said, mate, I need some footy boots. He goes, yeah. Well, you obviously know what you're looking for. I said, no, actually, I don't. I said, mate, I just got given to me for 16 years. So I just wear like the basic ASICs now because they're meant to be good for your feet. And they seem to be. So, yeah.
From Craig Potts, I suppose we've covered it. Someone enjoying your time back playing footy at St Kilda City?
Yep, we won by 4 points in the weekend. I think we're equal third or fourth or something like that. So, we've got a couple of sides that we probably should beat relatively. We've got the bottom side this week, which I'm not playing, and then I might pull the boots on next week against a side which I think have only won a game too, so we probably don't want to get ahead of ourselves, Ralph.
No.
But I think we should be well covered the next 2 weeks.
From Aaron McGrath, how did Dane enjoy the sporty at the Keezy Footy Club? So who'd you have? Who was the lineup? Just you, or did you have a panel? Or?
Yeah, no, just Ricky Nixon hosted a sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I guess I was the talent, if that's...
I was waiting for that.
For lack of a better term. I'm not sure I'm talented, but I talked about myself, so which is I can do quite easily.
I got a message a few weeks back. Did you do well with Ricky Nixon and Warwick Kappa recently?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Was it in South Australia sort of way, on the border?
Oh, that wasn't recently. That would have been before the start of the year. The start of the footy season.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how'd that go? Warwick's pretty much what you see is what you get, isn't he?
Yeah, he's fuck, he's something. Yeah,
he got right. Have you done with him? I have met him a few times, but he wouldn't know that he's met me.
No. He doesn't know he met anyone.
No.
He's a character. I'll give him that.
He's full of life, isn't he?
You got to be.
He'd be another great guest on this show when one of us is missing, because you wouldn't notice, because he'd fill up the airtime.
You'd want to know.
You're happy to be the one missing at that time.
You'd want to know you're going to see him before he pops up on stage, because he doesn't hold back. Even I just.
Even you blushed.
No, well, even like I will just. There's some things you should say and shouldn't say, and. He just doesn't give a fuck, which is fine.
True.
Wow.
Phil from Flemington.
Much more suited to a footy club than a charity ball, I would say.
Gotcha.
Right.
Yep. Phil from Flemington. Was Dane a bum tapper or a bum tappee in the pre-game rev up?
The bum sniffer.
Stop. Just get some extra rush.
You're giving your tuppence on Twitter, but for those who haven't seen it, and to expand a bit.
The Geordie thing.
Is that the dumbest thing we've seen, man, yet?
I think it's now it's everyone's fault, because the cameras are obviously in the rooms and they would have seen it and go, righto, let's look at something to, you know, give us more views online or give us more clicks. So they look at it, and then it's the commentator's fault, who will look at it and go, oh, not much to see there, but they still commentate on it.
Yeah.
And then it's the woke, then it's social media, which obviously is social media, and the 1% get on board and say this is fucking disgraceful and this is that, and then because the world we live in, we all listen to the 1%.
It's usually the loudest.
And they carry on. The squeaky wheel gets the most oil, Sam.
That's right.
Did you like that one, Ralph?
Very profound. Love
it. Yeah, exactly. So, mate, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, listen, like, if they, this is how fucked the world is. I can kind of understand that, like, that's how weird that it was going to, someone was going to talk about it, but. If you can't give your mate, look, watch when someone kicks a goal.
Yeah.
Like, you get taps on the ass all the time, and nobody maybe just have pushed his hand in a bit further. But, mate, and the only person that should ever say they've got a problem with it is Isaac. If Isaac turned around and said, man, I've got a problem with it, well, then the fucking world can have a problem with it. But I like it too. Like, if Sue or, say, your partner's ever cooking, or you walk up to them, do you ever just ask, like, go past and grab them on the bum, or kiss him on the cheek, or what, you know, just do something which you know you wouldn't do to a stranger up in the street, but because you know you are comfortable with each other, it's fine to do. It's exactly the same as your mate. You tell me anyone who's never spoken inappropriately to a mate, or said something they would never say on live television, or grabbed their mate, or done something stupid with their mates. Now, yes, all the peanuts can argue that it's on telly and it's a bad look, but it's their mates just fucking getting themselves pumped up for a game. I'm sure Bucks must have said, like, right, IQ, okay, we need you to do this. And George gone, yep, come on, bang, bang.
Yep.
Which it was just, mate, it's, and sitting here talking about it is absurd. Like, I think we Australians or the whole world, we just look for things far too readily to be outraged by. Oh, no, that, fucking, here we go. Let's get, yeah, let's get out the thumbs and let's start tweeting away. And hopefully I can be heard first that this is the wrong thing to do. Well, it's absurd.
And okay, Boomer, I had my go, right, in the media. But what I'm saying is 25 years ago, 20 years ago, that would have been used as a form of humour for other people. What more you should have done or whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone would have laughed at it. And this is where it's just ridiculous that now it's a platform for outrage instead of saying, oh, how funny is that, you know, like you lost a finger or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's just, there was nothing in it whatsoever.
What would it be like say if Geordie said, well, actually, we're dating, so what's your problem? How do you reckon those people would have felt? Oh, yeah.
That would have been gold. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's absurd. And put it this way, if you filmed change rooms of footy clubs, well, you think that was a problem. You
should, yes.
Like, and you'd be, if you think that this still doesn't go on inside footy clubs now, like, it's, and you can call all the woke assholes can call it what they like and the cancel culture, but it's a form of like bonding and getting together and like having a laugh and
blokes being blokes.
Exactly. And getting, and I'm sure the women footballers do it and the netballers, and like, I'm sure they have their own form of
absolutely,
like fucking around and getting together and lifting the spirits. And like, tell me in the showers, the boys and I don't know, the girls, because they've shower with the netballers or the women footballers, but like, it's just a form of having fun and having a laugh. Now, like I said, if Isaac turned around and said, mate, listen, I don't like that. Well, yeah, clearly, and the only problem that person who showed a problem with is Isaac. Like, fucking, no
Isaac
one else is watching.
Only,
exactly.
Only Isaac should raise that with Geordie, and it should be between
exactly
Geordie and
Isaac. No one else watching the footy. Like,
no one else should be involved.
Fucking Molly from Springvale sitting on a couch has, who gives a fuck what she thinks? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah.
From Mano, Heath Shaw going on SAS Australia show. How long do you think he'll last and would you beat him beforehand? Before you answer that, he was sensational on the front bar. Love what he did. What are you reading that on doing that?
Yeah, show? No, he's much better on the front bar than he is on the Heater and Daisy show.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I love them too.
That game, show. That show's not still going, is it?
I don't know how it's still got air, but it does.
No, it doesn't. Where I refuse to believe that show's still going.
I never see it on TV though. I see all these promos for it. I never see it on TV.
Well, I legitimately looked for it. Like maybe the first week, I was like, you know what? I'll give these two peanuts fucking 10 seconds of me time. So I flicked it on. I looked on like 7+. Looked on the and I couldn't find it. So I don't know where it is. Maybe it's just on social media. I don't know, but
I have seen it on the big screen. I have.
Okay, there
yeah,
you
but
go.
I don't know when it wasn't.
Yeah,
bless them. It didn't. I didn't write it down in my diary to make sure I was there for next week.
But SAS, no, not for me. I have no interest in being yelled at.
No, neither.
Well.
You've had enough of that in your life?
Well, no, I'm actually getting paid and I probably need a bit more too. But yeah, no, I've no interest in digging up all my dark secrets on for fucking national TV to hear and be yelled at. Be like, and I honestly, I don't think I'd take them seriously anyway. I'd be like, mate, just leave me alone.
Yeah, fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
From Wally Fatch, who decides what the speed limit for a road is?
Imbeciles. Absolute imbeciles. So how it's 80 k's on the Tulla Freeway has got me beat, five lanes. Well, High Street at 11 o'clock at night, 40. Mate.
Calder, I couldn't believe that's only 80 k's. Mm. Like six lane highway.
Like,
isn't
five lane cruise control, yeah. Like at Seinfeld. But, oh, mate, it's ridiculous. I don't know who. I should. That's who should start doing road speed limits. Me.
I wonder how they work it out. It's got to be math science, which you're quite good at.
Well, so. They're obviously not. Well, I'm the man who knows how to deal with math science. So if they want. Road speed limits, I'm your man.
From Dodge. Now, if this is insulting, I apologise, but I'm just reading it.
We don't apologise on this show.
Have you been eating meat out of the deli, Samantha?
She's round, isn't she?
What does that mean?
Oh, no, that's not offensive.
Okay.
I thought at first listen that it was offensive. I thought he was calling me fat, which I have put on a fair bit of weight.
You've got a baby, so yeah.
I'm growing a human, but I am looking around. No, I have not. You're not allowed to eat meat from the deli
processed
when
meat.
You're pregnant.
What do you mean?
Yeah, so you can't eat cold
meat.
Ham, salamis, all of those things.
Yeah, mate. Taylor didn't because she's vegetarian.
Yeah.
But cold meat from the deli. Not, I don't think I've ever been a cold meat from a deli man anyway.
I miss it. I'm a charcuterie board girl. I do like a nice charcuterie board. You know what one of those is, obviously, Dane. So
yeah. Is that how you say it?
Charcuterie.
Yeah.
Yes. Charcuterie.
By the way, that was my favourite pause for the year.
Because on a charcuterie board are all the things you can't have, soft cheeses and cold meats.
Yeah, soft cheese was... No, I powered on through our pregnancy.
Yeah.
There has been a couple of times where I have not kept much down and I've gone, you know what, fuck this. I just need a ham, cheese, tomato croissant and I've left the ham in and eaten it.
Just because rebel style.
Sometimes you just got to get through the day. So, no, I don't. But, yes, I am large. Thank you.
From Adrian Willey, nothing for nothing. Swanee, if you kick a major at Creswick on Saturday, the drinks are on me.
I was fully expecting him to be on Creswick anyway.
You weren't planning on playing.
No, absolutely not. But I don't know where I'll put, I don't know what the standard's like, but hopefully, I don't know. Where do you think I should play for Creswick, Ralph? Sam? Forward or middle or back?
Well, given you're clearly
I'd like to see you in the midfield.
Life-threatening conductor injury, I just think just stay in the back line where you can read the playing
where
line.
Where you can do good, you can delegate.
We need you.
You can
take we'll see how we go. Well, where the people want me, I guess.
From Jack wants another retro lollies video, but can you improve on perfection? Like Bruce Springsteen only did Borderline once.
Yeah, it's very hard. Very hard. Lollies. So very true. When I have time, I was thinking about doing the, which I've said before, any of the UDLs, but... so I know, but I will.
That's something you can do from home, though. It's a work from home, that one.
When I was always going to plan on doing it from
home. It's not like they're at the Albion or anything like that. Like, you can get it done. Yeah. You're at home, working from home a lot.
Well, I do work from home regularly. So, I'll try and get something else done for the fans. If that's what they want, well, I'll give it to them.
From Jonty, what stereotypical roles do non-birthing parents play around the house?
Great question.
Just support and then getting out of the way
when necessary.
Exactly, when they're going mad. But you need to. I cooked last night, but
good work.
I sometimes help, but sometimes my helping hinders. Apparently,
right. So you just remove yourself.
Yeah, well, I was like, well, I fucking try. She said, well, you don't like try properly. I was like, I don't try properly. What do you mean? I said, I'm trying. I'm not doing this so I can get yelled at again. I'd rather just fucking not do it and get yelled at for not doing it than actually getting up, expending my energy to do it during a timeout in the basketball doing it wrong.
Yeah, but don't – have you clocked on? Are you deliberately not doing it right the first time so that she goes, don't fucking do it at all? And you go, well, fine, fuck you, then I'll go out?
No, we're past that point. I've tried that a bit. She's on to me now. But like with the towels now, that was legitimately – I thought they're just fucking towels. I'll just put them all in together. What are you doing? You can't mix the black ones with the white ones. So I thought in this day and age, you know, we're allowed. But, it's wild. So my laundry skills need a bit of improvement.
Yeah. Are you willing to improve on them?
Oh, listen, if we're being honest, I have no interest in getting better at doing the washing.
Yeah, you're not up for some leading teams 360 or something?
If we're being honest, no. But sometimes I have to. But I legitimately – don't fuck that up on purpose, but it seems to be every time I touch the laundry, I do something wrong.
I have a fun fact.
Struggle is real.
I have a fun fact, Ralph, didn't know was a fun fact, but it came off the back of – I put up a poll the other day because much like when you ask for Coke at a restaurant, they offer you Pepsi. If you ask for Lyft at a restaurant, don't –
So where are you getting your – you going? What restaurants are you going to?
Yeah, sometimes South you go, have you, can I have a Coke, please? And they go, oh, we've got Pepsi. I went somewhere and asked for a solo and they delivered me Lyft and I said, this isn't solo. And they said, yeah, it's lemon squash. And I was most perturbed because it's not the same thing. And I put up a poll and 89% of people agreed with me that Lyft and solo are very different and solo is superior. And then someone said to me, that's like Sprite and Schweppes lemonade. But did you know that Sprite is actually not lemonade? It's lemon and lime flavour. Did you know this?
No, I didn't. I don't think. Is that a real important fact?
Apparently it is. Three people messaged me.
You lost him halfway through that story.
Three people messaged me and did not realise that Sprite was lemon and lime flavoured. It's not lemonade.
Yeah, but I'll... Yeah, okay. Well, you... Okay.
I think I've blown your mind.
Yeah, well, but if you ask for lemonade and you get a Sprite, would you turn it back and say that's not lemonade?
No, because Sprite is superior to lemonade.
Okay, what about if you got Schweppes and it says lemonade on it?
If I asked for a Sprite and got given Schweppes, I'd... not be happy.
Yeah, that's all right. But if you ask for lemonade and you got either or, would you take it?
I'd take it because Sprite's an upgrade without even asking for it, yeah.
Strange woman.
How many minutes have we gone for?
48.
All right, so got a few more here. From Brad, how did Swanee end up with number 36? Is there some background as to why number 36?
Nope. It was the first one I got given to when I walked into the club because the draftees usually get the high ones. And then after a year or two, they asked if I wanted to change, and I was like, no, I couldn't give a fuck. I don't see it. I don't care. What number am I going to be back? I've never seen it in my life. Like, so fucking 36 will do. And the three people that had 36 in my first couple of years, the fans that bought 36, I was like, oh, I'll stick fat with yous. And then, yeah.
They were all dead at the Resi Reserves.
Exactly, in the reserves. But no, there's not a story behind that. It was just the first one was given to me.
From Mitch Brown, hey, guys, what's the chances of getting Georgia Love on as a guest? Well, we would have anyone on.
I'll take anyone. Yeah.
What chance would she want to?
As much chance of me going on hers.
There it is. A lot of bum smacks, so we've sort of covered that one. From Brunt, when is Dane putting out his book as an audio book? Who still reads anyway?
It's a great question. Would you voice it? Or who would you get to voice it?
I think I'd be a good voicer.
I think you'd be quite
voicer, is that a word?
Well, what about Ray Meagher? Plays Alf from Home and Away.
Who's Ray Meagher?
Plays Alf from Home and Away.
Okay, yep.
He'd be quite good at voicing you, I reckon.
Yeah. Michael Lewis, this is more up your alley. So Michael Lewis, Moneyball, The Big Short, he's just put out his new book. And as an audio book, Michael Lewis reads, which is not that common, that the author reads. And people have got it. And then they've realised he's just read the first chapter, and then someone else did the rest. That's very you.
Yeah,
that is
absolutely. Because then I'd have to actually go back and read it again.
We could just fade you out.
I reckon I could do a part two. Bits happened to me in the last. When did I bring that out? Obviously, the year I retired. So say end of 2016. Well, 5 years. Do you reckon I've got enough to squeeze it out of a book in 5 years?
I was wondering if you were going to do one as a dad. Like, you'd have some tips and some hints to hand on to people.
So yes, I've spoken to people.
Have you?
So maybe about that. But
ooh.
Do you know a good author who could write it?
Yeah,
I do.
Well, I've got a bit. Like, we've got the podcast.
Yeah,
debacle we could talk about.
We're not saying you're not busy, Dave.
Celebrity Jungle. Traveling, some travel tips and travel guides.
Oh, absolutely.
I haven't been any more. I'm sure I could probably fill a couple of chapters of a book of my life, some ins and outs.
I try not to put on Twitter on this show, but honestly, just Google what Telstra got fined for compared to what Scotty Cummings went through.
Yeah. What do you get?
What Scotty Cummings went with us?
I don't know. Yeah.
Compared to Telstra getting fined $50 million for targeting Indigenous areas. Mm. And it is just the most...
Well, farcical.
From Dom Trimboli, as a Crows fan, it's great to see people finally realise just how shit Port fans are. Thank you, Dane Swan. Now, Swanee, what should be their approach this week?
The Port fans.
No, the Port club.
Oh, well, I would think, we talked about this, didn't we? I was in Dallas when we talked about it. I thought it was a bit of a pussy move. I think they should warm up in the prison bars or.
Against Collingwood.
Yes, we haven't done our tipping one yet, but if Port want to be any of the side they think they should be, they should flog the Pies on the weekend. So I would imagine, I think I would tip of the cap if they sang the song in the prison bars after the game, even though I thought the first one. Now it's just getting really petty, so I thought, and I'm a petty person, so I'll be like.
Know your strengths.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll be like, yes. Or they should warm up in it. And that would ruffle. People would watch that game. Mm. Well, people would go, you know, there's a bit of feeling in this game. But fuck, they're a bunch of sooks, the poor fans. Like, they're right up there. They've probably overtaken like my other two.
Did you realise this about them previously?
I can't remember what I said to get them on my back, but geez. Oh, that's right. I think I tweeted about the prison bar, which is, you know, does any player, I can guarantee the players don't give a fuck about it. Oh, well, if they do, they've got bigger issues than worrying about. They shouldn't, because I certainly don't, but I thought it was just a corny move for what I said. And Channel 7, their social media account, obviously.
Retweeted you.
Yeah, I'll put it on their Instagram. Yeah. So then obviously I was
Public Enemy number one.
Exactly, I was bored, so I got stuck in the weeds with a couple of the fans and then obviously got retweeted and then they – and then half of them follow me anyway. Like, because I look at it and be like, follow back. And be like, well, and you know, I'm still obviously trying to stay relevant and stuff like that. But I think it's working. But yeah, I think the Port should, if they win, should I would do it. This is what I'd be petty, and I would sing the song in the prison bars after it. But I'll tell you what, if they don't beat Collingwood, they will be hearing from me. Let me tell you.
And if they beat Collingwood?
I think I've got a dodgy internet connection on Sunday. No, but I'll take my licks like a man. They should beat Collingwood. Fuck, of course they should if they want to be anything like they say they are. But trust me, if they don't, I'll revisit every one of those people I spoke to. I'm petty enough to go back through, find all my comments to them and write back to them. So, and I will drink their tears. Jeez, they get angry. Well, they're so stupid.
Second last one. From All Good Sometimes, have you considered making the Betting Pod a paid subscription? I'd gladly pay.
Listen,
Patreon. So generous.
Well, so once again, you know what my worst trade is. So,
what kind of paywall you reckon on Patreon? We've been there. We'd just like to give.
If you had a dollar or one unit on whatever your units are and everything we've bet on, you'd have to be a fair way in front.
I think so. The lack of abuse, I think, is the best sign.
Yeah, exactly.
Because let me tell you from racing. from Tim Law, what happened to Ralphie's jokes to end the show? Well, it was all of us, wasn't it? It was a joint effort.
It was Dane, yeah. I thought.
I can get back in it if that's what you like.
Well, you can do next week. I've got one here. Okay. So.
Oh, great.
A man and his wife are returning from holiday, and while on holiday, they decide to buy themselves some pets. He bought a snake while the woman got a skunk. As they're passing through airport control, they notice a sign which says, "No animals will be allowed through quarantine." Slightly distressed, the woman turns to her husband and asks what they should do. After thinking hard for 5 minutes, the man comes up with a plan. "What I'll do is I'll tie the snake around my waist and try to pretend it's a snake skin belt." "Yes," the woman replies, "but what about the skunk?" "I don't know, you'll just have to hide it up your skirt." "But what about the smell?" the woman asks. To which the man says, "Look, if it dies, it dies."
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.